Hey everybody, I have Chris White with us today, and he is just wrapping up a really cool project. I know you're always probably in the midst of a lot of cool things, but he has a studio based out of Greenville, Studio 15, and we were looking out the windows of our seven new studios, a camper down in Greenville, and we saw this crazy thing. We saw what we thought was Fred Armisen, and it turns out we were not wrong. It was Fred Armisen doing a movie with you, or a film, a longer music video, like 8 minutes or so. Talk about
it. Yeah, it's probably more of a short film than a music video, though it is built around a song from a film soundtrack for a film that I directed in 2021, Electric Jesus. The band Danielson performs a song called Come and Save Me. And just various circumstances came together last fall where it just became possible for us to shoot a music video in Greenville with, yes, that Fred Armisen from Saturday Night Live at Portlandia and everything. And I just think it's so funny. You sent me that footage and I'm like, it was so weird because I've not seen any of the footage of us shooting. I mean, we had some behind the scenes photography, I guess. But just watching that, like even watching it right now, like, I mean, these are my guys. We're all making the thing. There's Fred. That's probably one of his first takes. There's me standing there. Like, and then I love it.
We have a shot too coming up where he walks in and then you're kind of coaching him, I guess, on how you want him to go down the stairs.
Talk
a little bit about, so, you know, we're seeing him kind of creep down the stairs looking like he's struggling. What is this music video about?
Well, it's about a guy who's actually kind of like a lot of us who work remote or especially post-pandemic found ourselves more isolated mm-hmm. than we were before, where jobs are on screens and food is delivered. And if you do it right, or maybe do it wrong, you never leave the house.
Yeah.
So Hugo, which is the character that Fred plays, has got his like perfect life going up in his apartment, and he is compelled in magical ways to maybe try being a human out in the world. And so these scenes we're shooting it's a silent thing, you know, because it's a music video, so it's all silent. So he's doing, I mean, we're looking for some physical comedy of him like trying to learn how to be a person in space. So he's at that point, he's trying to walk and seem really normal.
This is crazy. Yeah. And you came up with this, like you wrote the story. I mean, did the band have a concept and say, hey, help us write this out or figure this out?
No, I just had worked with them on the movie and I've become friends with Daniel Smith, okay. who's kind of the founder of Danielson. And just over time, I just.
There you are, coaching him down the
road. Oh, there I am. I'm just saying, please ignore the fact that I'm not worthy to be in your presence, Mr. Armisen.
He was
a jewel. He was so great. And that this footage is like the first day, and I had just met him. Like, he dressed in the hotel room. He had gotten in late the night before. He came to set, and when he walked up, I was like, oh man, there's Fred. Be professional, be serious. Okay, that's Fred. And he comes out and he had these sunglasses on and he flipped them up and he looked at me and said, hey, this is what I look like.
That's cool.
And I found it very disarming and hilarious. And we were off to the races after that.
Yeah, he's a funny, funny guy. I mean, many people remember him, of course, from SNL and so many other projects. But the thing I didn't know about is he's a musician. I mean, he's got a band, right? He's performing. And I had no idea about that.
Yeah, so. he was a rock and roll drummer. He was in several bands before he was known as a comedian. And in mm-hmm. fact, the thing that really propelled him into comedy is he made a kind of a spoofy satirical video like behind the scenes interviewing bands at different rock festivals, and he was playing like a weird character and everything, but that little video sort of caught on and a lot of people saw it, and that led to him becoming one of the greatest SNL cast members of all time. He was just on SNL last week with Ryan Gosling, the one before Gosling, the five timers. Anyway, he was just, Kristen Wiig. He was just a guest on that. So, and he still will show up and play drums for Seth Meyers, you know, on late night. But right now, even Fred's on tour. He's playing clubs and he does a music show. And good news for Greenville, one thing he did tell me and didn't say it was a secret, so I can tell everybody, he just so fell in love with the upstate. And he said, I should play here? And I'm like, yes, you should. And he's like, okay. So, you know, he was telling me venue specs and everything. And I'm like, well, you need to call this place. He said, I'm going to tell my booking agent, I got to come play Greenville. And I even said, oh, isn't Asheville cooler or Athens or, you know, shouldn't you go play in a cooler place? Because this place is great.
It is a great place. I know. And our music scene is really getting ready to explode. But you want the film scene to explode here. And especially in the upstate, right? Charleston gets a lot. Other parts of the state get a lot, but it hasn't really happened for us, but you made it start to happen.
Well, Emily, my wife and I produce with Emily Reach White, and we like living here. You know, I've raised a family here. Like I have no reason to move. I can get on a plane and go to New York or California or Atlanta or, you know, whatever. I can get wherever. And we've been in Georgia producing. We've been in California. You know, we've been to other places and produced things. But isn't it better? Like, what if you could just sleep in your – I remember while we were doing this with Fred, you know, just waking up in your own house, you know, having your coffee and going to work in your own town, which to most people is like, that's what jobs are. That's what it's like. It's
film
people, we're carnies. We travel to work.
Yeah.
And I think right now, maybe I feel more hopeful than ever. You know, I've heard talk of Hollywood production coming to the upstate since I was at Furman in the 90s. You know, I've heard that forever. But I really think some things are in place now, infrastructure-wise, with crews and with post-production capabilities that, you know, and the way production is changing. You know, we shot at Prompt Studios on one of those LED Unreal Engine walls like they use on The Mandalorian. Like, we have the real stuff here. We just need to get and we have a great film incentive in South Carolina, not just for the production companies, but also for people who invest in movies. People don't know about it. There's an incredible tax incentive if you invest in a movie in South Carolina. And so that's something that, you know, that's the story that Emily and I like to tell people as we're developing projects here in the upstate.
We like to say, come on down.
Yes.
Or whatever, wherever you are, come to us.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this film or music video. I keep calling it a film, but it's 8 minutes. So it's a significant piece of work. It's previewing in Spartanburg on Friday night. We're taping this on a Thursday. It's happening Friday night, the 19th of April. And then it debuts later in New York City, right?
Yeah. So the film is for everybody to see on the Electric Jesus YouTube channel on April 26th. If you just go to YouTube, type in Electric Jesus, that's our film from 2021, the soundtrack that this song came from, you'll find us. That's where you can see the trailer, the teaser trailer for this, and everything is out. The thing they're doing in Spartanburg, which is so cool, the Tryon International Film Festival is sponsoring a night of, they're going to show 8 short films that were produced in the upstate of South Carolina as part of a fundraiser for their film festival. And that's happening at the Chapman Cultural Center, 6 o'clock Friday night. I believe tickets are still available and they're very affordable. They're just $25 and they include you know, the fancy hors d'oeuvres and wine and all the stuff you get for, you know, going to the event. And we're basically giving the upstate a sneak peek before it premieres at the Mockingbird Conference in New York City on the 27th. On the 26th.
Exciting.
I can't wait to get out to Spartanburg tomorrow night and just hang out with my fellow South Carolina filmmakers, but also just, man, I get to see Come and Save Me with Fred Armisen and Danielson in front of a big crowd. You know, and it's fun to see it on a big screen. So I'm excited about that.
Well, we're excited for you. And we were so excited. Had I realized everything at the moment, I would have come out there.
I wish you had, because now you're a stalker. You realize this video is weird stalker footage.
I know. And I've had it since the fall. I've been holding on to this.
Good on you.
I think
that's great.
Yeah.
You're a real professional stalker, long-term. Keep it. But, you know, if I had been out there at work and I saw Fred Armisen, you better believe my camera would have been out too. So, but yeah, I love this. I'm just looking at all of us. That's all my favorite people, all my crew out there working on Save me. Oh,
well, and,
cool.
And I will say for the Hollywood folks that are the future filmmakers that are coming to our area to use your production studio. And I know you worked with another studio too, or another group.
Right?
You collaborated.
Yeah. Studio 15 is a, we're just a production company. And then Cargo is as an agency, like a production or an advertising agency, marketing agency that has a really strong production department. And then we shot over at Pronk Studios, also EP and Co. Their fabrication unit, the people that make like props and scenery and stuff, they worked. It was truly like a collaboration of so many great talented people, not just individuals that were on our crew, but companies in town that really want to see real production, you know, television shows or movies that we see on streaming and in the theaters. This was like all hands on deck, and it couldn't have gone better. And I should add, it's not just Fred Armisen in this video. It's Andy Marie Tillman, who, if you're on social media, a lot of people know Andy Marie. She's out of Nashville. She's hilarious. She's also in the video. So she's an up and coming rising star as well. So we're happy that we're working with Andy Marie and brought her to Nashville. And I bet there'll be some people that'll freak out that Andy Marie was even in Greenville. So
I know. Did I get video of her? I don't think I did.
She was there that day, but we didn't shoot. We shot her after the show. We left here and shot her. She was probably in wardrobe when we were doing this.
So I've failed as a stalker is what you're telling me.
Yeah, no, well, you're making up for it a year later.
Half a year later. Yes. Oh, it's great. And there's the shot of the, what you should look for the, the video debut.
That's right.
And, and we do appreciate you so much, for being on and wish you the best of luck. I mean, this is going to be a really fun thing to see, come to life on, all of our favorite YouTube channels and everywhere else. And we look forward to seeing you again and hearing about new and exciting projects in the upstate.
Yeah, thank you. And I think this story of Come and Save Me, I think it'll really move a lot of people. And it really encourages all of us to reach out to other people and in community, help love and accept and bring people together. And because there's a lot of lonely people or a lot of isolated people post-pandemic right now. And it kind of encourages us, all of us to kind of maybe step out and help each other. So I like the message of the film too.
I'm excited to see it. Chris, thank you so much.
Thank you.